If you're enjoying your holiday weekend at the shore, you've probably already made your way down to your chosen beach resort town. And if you're new to the area and are looking for some alone time with your significant other, we've got a few suggestions. Joining me now for our regular summer series, Get Out of Town, is Newsworks social media editor Shannon McDonald. Good evening, Shannon.
Hi, Shai.
Let's start with two eateries on your list, Alfie's Italian Restaurant in Wildwood and Anchorage Tavern in Summers Point. I've never been to either of these myself. What makes them good date spots?
Alfie's, don't judge a book by its cover. It's a great Italian restaurant in a sort of warehouse-looking district in Wildwood. You've got the bowling alley there. You got a liquor store nearby.
Sounds cool.
Can't go wrong with Alfie's Italian food. Anchorage Tavern in Summers Point is a recommendation from our good friend Tom McDonald. Great beers, great views.
Okay, you have two natural settings on this list, Island Beach State Park in Seaside Park and Sunset Beach in Cape May. Why these two?
Sunset Beach, pretty obvious. It is just a beautiful spot. Island Beach State Park, I think when most people think of the shore, they don't really think wildlife. They probably think jellyfish, maybe hermit crabs. But this is a place where you can really see the species that live around the shore. There are hundreds of different species of birds and fish, and the website explains really well what you can expect to see while you're there.
And a little different from your standard, walk on the beach.
Exactly.
The last recommendation is less of a location, more of an activity, renting a bike.
Renting a bike, really good for first dates, for blind dates. You need an activity. You need to do something. Can't have there be too much lull, too much awkward small talk. You can rent a bike pretty much anywhere down the shore. And it's sort of a built-in fun thing to do.
Well, I was going to ask whether you recommend any of these for first or blind dates or, say, married couples looking for a night away from the kids. So what would you recommend for a married couple who doesn't often get a night off?
I think I would go with Alfie's or Sunset Beach, a little more on the romantic side. Something a little different than your usual quick night out away from the kids, grab a burger somewhere. It's a little more slow-paced, enjoy yourself. And again, the views at Sunset Beach, you can't go wrong with.
You also have a list on our website, newsworks.org, of places and activities that don't make for great dates. Can you give me a few examples?
For example, sounds like a really good idea to do some boardwalk rides with your significant other.
Sure.
But you know what's not fun? Waiting in line. It kind of kills the mood a little bit. So I recommend skipping that one. Water park hot tub, not a good place for a date. And I think mini golf, people might tend to disagree, but, you know, it's just there's a lot of other people there. There's a lot of waiting, a lot of downtime, lots of little kids. Nothing ruins date night like kids. Sorry, guys. Kids are great, but not on date night.
So this is how often I get out. I wasn't even aware that water parks had hot tubs. So thanks for that information.
No
I will
problem.
Stay away. Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks, Shai.
That's Newsworks social media editor Shannon McDonald on our Friday summer feature, Get Out of Town. You can find more tips and tricks for your summer shore getaway at newsworks.org.